So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, Sasha Marina, and welcome to Positive Teen Talk Radio. So many fans have been emailing me situations on their relationships, school, and family problems. Tonight I'll be talking to those listeners who are in search of advice one-on-one. I apologize in advance if I don't get to speak with you on tonight's show. I see already my phone line is building up, so let me get with the first caller. Hello, this is Sasha. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Andre. I have a major, major question just based on my best friend.
Okay, no problem. What is it?
Well, you know, my best friend, we've been friends for 7 years. Lately we've been, like, growing apart, you know, just as best friends. Now, I want to know, how do I let him know that I saw our friendship, you know, just willing if he doesn't change his bad habits?
Well, first of all, have you spoken to your best friend? Have you told him how you feel and in the situation in itself?
Well, no, only because with God, you know, it's different. So it's kind of like, you know, we like to keep things in and keep things intact.
That's true. And why do you think that he's falling apart? Have you seen any changes in his life lately? Is he having family problems, maybe girlfriend issues, or?
Well, just basic issues based on, let's say, serious matters like being selfish, you know. Seem like being just using people, in a sense.
Okay, well, I think. Well, I think your first step is to speak with your best friend and let him know what's going on and how you feel. I know you guys are, you know, you're guys and all, but that shouldn't, you know, be a problem if you trust him and stuff. And obviously he trusts you. You guys, there's a reason why you're best friends. So I think that you should talk to him and let him know what's up and take it from there. And if you see that that doesn't change anything, well, then you have to do you and move on and, you know. Things happen.
That is true. That is true. Now, my only concern is, you know, with guys in the sense, you know, we don't get really wishy-washy, but as far as that is concerned, you know, I want to be able, you know, I want the friendship to stay on, you know, because that's how we, like, road dogs. We just keep it together, you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
Just as a lady, just talking to you as a lady, you know, as a good, sincere point, what type of advice would you give me as far as, you know, because you know how sometimes guys can get mad, like, what, yo? Oh, you want to fight about it? What you want to do about it, you know? What do you suggest? I go seek a, what do you call those? A shrink, I guess you say.
Uh-huh.
Or how would if you were, as a lady, how would you go about doing it?
All right, if I was a guy.
Oh, okay.
And
there we go.
That situation, I believe that I would just tell him, guy to guy, I'd be like, you know, your guy, his name, what's going on? I see this, and this. You know, I know you're my dude and all, but this is, you know, this is damaging our relationship as buddies. And, you know, I want you to check yourself. And if you see that doesn't work out, and if he comes off at you in a weird way, then you'd be like, all right, then forget it. There's nothing to talk about here. That's it. As guys,
wow.
You don't have to get all wishy-washy, like you said. You know, you just, it's straight up. And that's all you have to do.
That's true. That's true. Well, I really do appreciate it. I mean, this is amazing. It's good to just call someone on the radio and just, you know, have a good conversation and get help at least. So I thank you for listening.
All right. Well, thank you. You have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, so on to our next caller. All right. I guess so it's going to be a commercial break now. So let's see. Would you like to become a cosmetologist, barber, nurse stylist? Enroll today at Beauty Anatomy Institute of Cosmetology and Wellness, 1313 South Power 9 Road, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069. Line Road between Atlantic Boulevard and McNabb Road. Call 954-972-0653 or 786-271-7266. Tell them you heard it on Positive Teen Talk Radio and receive a free manicure or pedicure. And the number is 954-972-0653 or 786-271-7266. Hello, you're on the air. This is Sasha.
Hey, this is Nick. I'm just calling in to ask a question about what you would do in a situation where you have a friend.
Who have a friend who, like, comes to you, and this is a girl who comes to you telling you, you know, all the problems she's going through with this other ex-boyfriend, and basically, you know, she's telling you, you know, what's going on, this and that, everything, and it's coming to a point where, you know, she just keeps asking for help, and you must want to just, you know, just shake her and say, listen, just get over the guy. And then when you do that, when you say, hey, you know, get over the guy and when stop talking to him, and then when you find out she talks to him and say, well, it's your fault, she gets mad at you. I mean, what is the right way to go about this? Like, how do you answer her problems when she says, well, you know, you've never been, you know, this in love with anybody. You don't know what I'm feeling. How do I go out there and say, okay, look, yeah, I don't know how you're feeling, but this is what you can do. Like, what should I do? What should I have her do to get over this guy and just move on?
Okay, so basically, your friend, right? What is it really that's going on with her? She's with her boyfriend, and she doesn't want to, and he's cheating on her. What is it?
Well, it's like they're not officially, you know, dating, but like there's times when like he does, say some mean things to her, you know, and treat her like crap, and then the next day can say, hey, you know, I love you so much, you're the greatest thing that ever happened to me, you know, and get in her head, and she falls for it. That's what she does. She falls for it, and it's like, okay, you got to stop falling for it, and she's yelling at me, saying, well, I can't, you know, this and that. Like, how do you, as me, what should I do, or how should I help her to just get over it and stop paying attention to him?
Wow, and are you close to her boyfriend?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he really knows that she comes to me, to be honest.
Well, it is a very touchy situation. You know, especially her being a female friend, the boyfriend tends to always be, you know, tends to get upset when a female has especially a male best friend and all. But you should talk to her. And, well, obviously you've already spoken to her and she doesn't accept what you're telling her. I don't know if maybe there's a way of you proving to her, you know, opening her eyes a little bit, you know, and have, you know, like maybe getting her to catch him in a situation. I know it sounds wrong, but at the end of the day, it's going to be better for her if she sees who her boyfriend really is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's just, she just keeps throwing out the same line, you know, over and over. Well, you know, you've never been in love like I am with him, and this and that. And it's just like, well, you know, if you're not going to accept my help, if you're not going to try to do, you know, what I'm saying to do, I mean, it's kind of like, I'm about to just give up and say, well, then you're on your own. Because I got more important in my life than help someone who's not going to listen and not try to, you know, fix the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, there's just talk to her nicely, but you already have done that. And I really, sometimes you have to let girls trip. And then hopefully when they get back up, they learn from that mistake.
Yeah, you know, and it just come to a point where she just needs to realize, you know, there are other people out there. You know, this isn't just this one guy, and because he brainwashes a lot of girls. He says things that I heard some of the stuff that he said, and it's like, whoa, you know, how am I not hooking up with him? But no, it's just like he can brainwash people so good. So I'm just, you know, just, well, you know, thanks for answering the question and help me out with the, you know, answer. You got a good show going on here, so it was nice to get some advice on the outside.
All right. Well, no problem, sweetie. Thank you for calling in. You have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
To the next caller. Hello, you're with Sasha. You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air with Sasha. Hello? Okay, not answering. So, hello?
Your friend, right?
Uh-huh. Can you please call back? I can't hear you. Thank you.
Not us.
You're on the air with Sasha.
Talk to her. You have to press the number button, the number one. You have to press the button, the number one on the dial.
You're on the air. Hello? Okay. Hello? Okay, so... Hello, you're on the air with Sasha. I guess we're having some technical difficulties. People can't hear me. All right, then. So I guess it's to our next commercial. And this is State Productions.
If there is something about you, let Save Productions help you become known regionally. Keep the vision alive. Get interviews. Get gigs. Singers, poets, models, actors, writers. Say it fast. There is something about me. Is there something about you? Call 786-567-8556 or go to saveproductions.org. Remember, talent is forever. Above and beyond, that's 786-567-8556. Or go to sayproductionswithans.org for more info.
Okay, so back on the air with Sasha. So for all of you guys listening out there, if you feel you have to talk about any problems, you know, usually teenage problems or school, best friend, relationships, maybe things at home, just give me a call. Hello, you're on the air with Sasha? Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
It's Rosie.
Okay, hey, you can speak now. Any questions that you have to ask me? Hello? Okay. All right, guys. You know, I'm actually see some of these questions that I have here that people have emailed me. You know, and I guess just give my advice in the air. So I have here from an anonymous person. Okay. My friend keeps trying to follow me around whenever I'm with my boyfriend. I think she likes him. What should I do? Well, first thing you should do is to be open with your friend and ask her to be honest with you. Then you should tell her how you feel and ask her if she does like your boyfriend, you know, just be open to her and ask her what's going on. And this shouldn't affect your relationship with her. If she's a real friend, she'd understand. She'd understand how you're feeling. And if that tends to affect your relationship, then I guess then that wasn't a real friend to begin with. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Okay, so let's see, another question. Oh, another caller, let's see. Hello? You're on the air. Hello? All right. Okay, so let me read another question here. My cousin and I are best friends. Our boyfriends are close to. Her boyfriend cheated on her with my best friend. Wow, this is complicated. It's affecting me and his relationship. I don't want to butt in, but I love her and I don't want her to get hurt. What should I do? Wow, okay. I suggest you talk to your boyfriend first to see what he has to say. If nothing good comes from that, then you have to tell your cousin, because sadly, if he cheats on her once and sees that he can get away with it, then he'll just do it again. You know, and like I've said in previous situations, your cousin should understand. And if she doesn't, then, you know, sometimes you just have to let people go through their mistake once and hopefully they understand from that. Okay? Okay, I have another question here. There are rumors around me There are rumors around about me saying that I slept with a lot of different boys. Wow. But this is not true. What should I do? Well, this tends to be very common in high school. So my advice to you is, if it's not true, then you have nothing to worry about. Most likely the rumor was spread by someone who doesn't even know you. As long as you're close to your friends and they know it's not true, then there's no need to fret. Okay? All right, I'm going to get a caller.
Hi, how you doing?
No, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I have a friend. She's 17 years old. Both parents have been deceased. And she's going kind of like crazy. Like she's doing a lot of bad things. And I don't know what to do no more. As her friend, as her close friend, I try to give her advices. But she's not listening at all.
And in one sense, is she going crazy?
Like, she's like doing drugs.
Doing drugs. Yeah,
like,
teenagers always tend to tend to that. And obviously, she doesn't hang out with you or anything, because if she's doing these drugs, she might be hanging out with a crowd that's not doing her any good.
No, she doesn't hang with me at all. She hangs with a different crowd. She got a new boyfriend. Her boyfriend does the same thing. He's a runaway child himself.
And how long have you guys been friends?
I knew her for 2 years already. 2 years.
And why do you suppose it is that she doesn't hang out with you? Because you don't do the things that she feels like doing, or because she feels that you're not on her same page, maybe?
It's probably because I'm a little bit older. I'm 20 years old, and she's 17, so I'm more like trying to get my life together, and I want her to get her life together also, since her parents are not here. And when they try to, like, help her out, she's like, no, I want to do whatever I want to do. It's my life. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I think you should do good in life and not hang with your boyfriend. That your boyfriend does all these drugs and likes to rob and go crazy in the streets.
And she thinks this kind of life is okay?
She likes a bad boy type of guy. So she thinks because he's a bad boy, she's going to follow him all day.
I mean, it's fine to like the bad boy, but, you know... there's always the good and bad that you want in your life. I mean, you can like the bad boy, but it doesn't mean that you have to be the bad boy, you know? And, like, and have you tried, like, getting some sense into her, opening her eyes a little bit, showing her the mistakes that she has been making that are, like, ruining her life?
Yeah, I did try it, and we got to argument. I just try to stay on her good side. Like, I try to, like, give her a job with me, you know, modeling and, you know, doing different things, you know, doing good in school and whatnot. And she just, I guess she's not having it. I guess she don't want to do it. She's just giving up. And I don't want her to give up because she's a smart, smart girl. Like, this girl can read you a book and one day and tell you all about it and everything. Like, whatever you want, she can tell you. She's really smart. She's cool.
Said that she has to take this path. And is she still in school?
Yeah, she's still in school, but she keeps missing school. Like, she goes to night school now. And,
okay.
Like, I've been trying to call her, hey, are you going to school and whatnot? She's like, yeah, I'm going. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. I'm like, if you need a ride, I can take you. I'm around the corner. She's like, no, I got it. So, you know, I can't force her either to do things that she don't want to do because I'm not her parent. I'm just a friend of hers.
No, you're right. And sometimes I had a previous situation, like somebody called in and say, when you're like a guy best friend to a female, it's hard because then her boyfriend might get it personal, you know, and sometimes we just have to let it be between them because if you get involved with the boyfriend, that might even cause a problem between you and your best friend.
That's,
you know,
the funny thing,
and
that I don't even swing that way. So I don't know why he just don't like me. I don't even swing that way, you know. I don't like girls for nothing. I have no problem with girls. I love y'all. I love all my ladies, but I just don't swing that way. But she just,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just difficult. And I won't give up on her because I just feel so bad for her. Like, she's so young and she lost both of her parents. you know, and I was there with her when she lost her mother, and that hurt me because her mother was a good lady to me.
And she doesn't have any other family members living with her in the city?
Well, her brother, but she just don't listen to her brother at all. So sometimes her brother would turn to me and be like, yo, can you please help me out with her? Like, because she's not listening to me. She'll listen to you more because, you know, you hang with her back then and whatnot. Sometimes she'll listen to me, but sometimes she just, like, whatever. Like, go through one ear, pop up the other.
Is she living with her brother right now?
Well, no, she don't want to come home. She keeps staying with her man.
Where is she living? She's with her boyfriend? Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, she's running away with her man. She keeps leaving. And every time her brother goes to go look for her, like, it's hard to find her. And she'll pop up whenever she wants to pop up.
Oh, that's good. So pretty much you've done everything that you can possibly do in a situation like this.
Basically, that's
right. And she still doesn't want to listen.
Yeah.
The best
advice I gave to her brother was, I mean, she's still underage. You know, she's only 17. So before she turned 18, I told him, I mean, it's sad to do it, but it's the best way to do it, just to lock her up in a drug or alcohol program, you know, just to see if that can open her eyes, see all them crazy people, and like, oh, my God, this is not me. Why am I here, you know, and just to fix herself up. She's a beautiful, smart girl. It's just so sad.
I mean, you can do that, but then again, I mean, hopefully if she learns from it, then, yeah, I mean, it'll all be worthwhile. But what if she doesn't? I mean, when she turns 18, she's going to go about doing whatever she wants to do all over again. So, I mean, if you guys want to go to that extent of actually, you know, putting her in a rehab place, then if that's your last resort, I mean, it's not a bad idea. Hopefully it does open her eyes and help her move up in life.
Well, I pray so. All that I can do is just be in the hand of God now, to be honest with you. I don't know what else to do. I really don't.
I guess there's really nothing else you can do. I mean, words only go so far, and what if talking doesn't help, then I guess you must take some kind of action and leave it up to her brother. If her brother wants, I mean, if that... After all, he is her guardian, so she has to respect him one way or another.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, well, thank you, sweetie. You have a good night.
You too.
All right, so next commercial. Photographers, models, stylists, are you looking for a studio to shoot your next portfolio or video? NLPGimages.com has a spacious and professional studio equipped with lighting, makeup booths for your convenience. Call NLPGimages at 954-740-4775, and that is 954-740-4775, or visit their website, www.nlpgimages.com. That's NLPG Images, 7520 Northeast 4th Court, Miami, Florida, 33033138. All right, to the next caller. Hello, you're on live with Sasha.
Hi, I have a problem.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to work on my own business, and a lot of my family members are, they're offering the help, and then they're going back on their offers to help, and it's putting me in a position where I can't really make any steps forward. What are your suggestions to dealing with something like that?
So repeat your first sentence again. You are moving, you said?
No. I have a business that I'm working on.
A business, okay.
And, Yeah, and my family members, they're offering the help, but then when it comes time to actually help, they're not really doing it. They're just, like, backing out of it and leaving me basically back to square one, except I lost, you know, however much my time waiting for them to help me. What is your suggestion for dealing with something like that?
Okay, so your family members are not helping you out.
They're offering the help, and then they're not actually doing it.
So in what way do you think that they're helping out if they're not doing so?
Like, for example, one of my family members was going to get this office, and I was going to be able to do some consulting out of it, but then she changed her mind, you know, and I can't afford to pay for it by myself. So it's like, okay, I was going to have an office. I was lining up stuff to do, and then they changed their mind, so now I can't do it, you know, stuff like that. Like, offering to do stuff, setting it up, and then not going through with it, and then leaving me basically to try and figure out what I'm going to do on my own.
Okay, what type of business is this? Consulting for what?
I have my MBA, and you know, with the way the economy is, you know, I help people with their business plans and different things like that, some graphic design and stuff like that.
Well, that's actually something very good to get into. And why do you think the reason is that your family members are actually, like, they give you their word, but then when it comes to showtime, they're butting out? Is it because they have money issues, or they think that maybe the business is not going to work out? And I don't know.
I know it's definitely not because of money. Personally, I think it's because they don't believe in me, for one. For two, they're indecisive, so they make a decision and they change their mind. And I'm not an indecisive person. You know, I'm not afraid to fail. You know, all I do is fail. It's okay because you fail and you learn and you move on, but they don't like to fail. So when it comes time to do something where there's a risk involved, they want to take the risk, but then they don't want to take the risk. They put me in a position where I'm already committed to taking the risk, but I can't only do with so much. If you're telling me you're going to do something and then I stop working on it, and because you say you're going to help me and then you change your mind, like, this is not what I'm going through with them right now. This is not even the first time or the second time, but I'm a nice person. I try to forgive people, move on.
I can see that you seem like a very nice person. And, you know, I the only way to get far in life is by, you know, risking it all and see what comes from it. And if you can't be afraid from failing in life, because then I believe you'll go nowhere. You know, you'll just stay at that same place. And, you know, you might even end up regretting some things in life. You could have been like, oh, my God, if I would have tried, I know I would have made it, you know?
Right. Well, that's what I do. I mean, but as far as they are concerned, like, you know, I can't do it by myself, so I do have to depend on some, you know, people to offer me help. And so when it comes time to actually go through with the help, that's when I'm, you know, because I'm a single parent, you know, and it's hard out here, and trying to just make my own way is difficult enough as it is, and then you have to accept people's help. You know, if you're a single parent and you don't really have a job, you have to accept people's help. So when people offer to help you, you believe them. And then when they back out of it, you don't really have a plan B. You chunk all of your time and all of your energy into that because they offered to help you. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I've never gone through what you're going through, but I can see, I mean, it's something hard to deal with, because the one people in this world that we look forward to all the time is those family members, those ones closest to us. And if those are the kind of people that are letting you down, then what else can we expect from anybody else? You know, what can we expect from your own friends if your own family members are letting you down? Have you spoken to any of your closer friends? Have they tried to give you a hand as well?
Oh, well, that's even worse. One of my close friends, I'm actually not able to speak with her now because I was doing some business and she misrepresented me. And so I haven't really talked to her because I was just so angry. You know, I didn't want to take my anger out on her, yell and scream and fight. So I just didn't talk to her. So, you know, that was pretty much the only person I was working with. Everybody else, You know, everybody is indecisive. They don't know what they want to do. You know, I have a goal, I have a vision, I have a mission. All of it's written down, all of it's documented. Everybody knows what I'm trying to do, but it seems like they just don't believe that it's going to happen. That's what it sort of seems like it's boiling down to. They just don't believe that it's going to happen. It's just too big of a dream for them to even wrap their heads around. You know, and it's frustrating because I know that it's going to happen, you know, ambition, motivation, you just keep moving forward, but they just don't see it because they don't see it in me, I guess, and I don't know how to get people to see in me, you know, what I see in myself, except for to just keep doing what I'm doing and get there on my own. It's just taking so long.
It is. Some things take long, but, I mean, you'll really enjoy it when you get up there. When you're there,
yeah,
and you see that all your hard work has paid off, you know, and you enjoy it with that person that was there with you through that whole time. And when you make it there, you know, you'll see at that moment in life who is it that is a true friend or who's a true person. And, you know, and at that same moment, you'll realize who are the fakes.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want to have to cut anybody off, but they're not really leaving me too much choice, you know. They're not leaving me too many options. I can't keep being frustrated and sad, and I can't keep having problems, you know. Somebody's got to step up and win, and I'm going to step up and win, but I don't want to do it alone. You know, they always say that when you know, being at the top is lonely, but I don't really believe that. I don't see how that is possible, so I don't want to be one of those people that gets to the top by myself, and then I'm all alone. That's no fun, having money and not having anybody to share it with.
You won't be alone. Nobody's ever alone. Just, you know, just stay focused and stay positive at all times, and the same positivity that you have in that, you know, in that urge to, like, moving forward and doing what you want to do in life, you know, teach it to your children. You know, nowadays kids, they seem even more lost than,
yes,
you know, the situation in our economy, for instance, because this is what everybody seems to be talking about. You know, it's hurting everybody, even the children. And sometimes parents are too caught up in their own things, and they can't even see how it's hurting their own children, you know?
Right, exactly.
So just stay strong and don't worry that nobody's ever alone. You'll get there and you'll be glad you did, and that you stayed in that line and you kept doing what you wanted to do.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air with Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. This is Cheryl. My name is Sharina, and I'm calling because I have a very close friend of mine, Sasha, and she is, how can I tell you this? She is just such a retard. Like, she has been with this guy for, I think, 4 years now, right? And can you believe this guy, all right? He cheats on her. Like, he really cheats on her, but I never tell her anything because, you know, like, I don't like getting involved in relationships, you know? But, you know, this guy just, he really cheats on her, and he really, you know, he's gone out with other girls, and my friend's very blind. She doesn't realize it. And recently, I went to the club with one of my friends, and I saw him there with her, and I was in shock because my friend was telling me that she was with him at that moment, and, like, I had texted her, I'm like, oh, are you still with this guy? And she's like, yeah, I'm with him. And, you know, and I'm... You know, afterwards, I talked to my friend, the one I saw him with, and she told me she had intercourse with him that night. Bad intercourse, but
okay.
She had intercourse, you know? Bad ones, but intercourse. Mm-hmm. So, point is, she didn't know, and the worst part, she didn't wear a condom. I don't know, she told me she didn't wear a condom. And I was so nervous for her.
Uh-huh.
I was so nervous for her because this guy, you know, now I come to my senses. At first, I didn't really think about it, but, you know, that's really bad because, yeah, that's really bad. But point is, she, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I, I seriously don't know what to do with my friend, with my two friends, you know? Like, my other friend, she, I don't know if she knows that he has a girlfriend. And my other friend, she obviously doesn't know that he cheated on her, and I don't really want to rat my other friend out. So what do you think, Sasha? What do you think about this problem?
All right, to sum it up, first of all, you have two friends. Are these two girlfriends, are they, you know, do they know each other?
Not at all. Not at all. They're from two different worlds.
All right, so I guess in a way that's better. So what can I say? So this girlfriend of yours, the one that she's getting cheated on by her boyfriend, you said you told her that you know, you have doubts or like maybe you suspect something or that you've heard things around the school?
No. I'm sorry, what did you say?
You haven't told her. Have you told your friend, your girlfriend that's getting cheated on, have you told her that, you know, that you suspect something, that maybe she's getting cheated by her boyfriend, or maybe that...
I've never told her, you know, but I think she should know. I mean, he recently deleted her off Facebook. She buys him everything, you know, and he just treats her like trash. And sometimes I think she really likes being treated like that, you know?
Okay, so she's just totally head over heels. She spoils him, and then he treats her like you know, not good at all.
Exactly. He doesn't treat her good at all. And he, you know, he recently, you know, stated on, you know, Facebook that he was single. And I was in shock because I didn't really expect him to do that, but you know, he always does these kind of things, and he always tells her, I'm guessing, that he's going to change, but he really doesn't, and I guess in her mind, she thinks different.
And do you know how long they've been going out?
They've been together since, I believe it's 4 years now that they've been together. And
4 years, and they've been going through the same thing for 4 years.
Yeah, they apparently have been going through the same thing for 4 years. And the worst part, you know, Sasha, is that this guy, you know, he's not even, like, gorgeous. He's not even worth it. Like,
he's not even gorgeous.
This guy
has nothing. Okay,
you know, they say big things come in small packages. This guy, I can tell you one thing, girl. He is a very small package. He is not a good guy at all. And it's just, I don't see why she puts up with it. Like, what can possibly attract her to him when he really just doesn't have anything except a really nice car? And a decent medium living
house. So in your opinion, all this guy is good for is for the good car. He just has a good car, you know. He can drive you down to South Beach. That's all he's good for.
That's all he's good for, Sasha. All of it, it's just the car. Because if you look at this guy, he does not look nothing like a model, you know. And he definitely does not have anything that reflects to a model, you know. But you know, he really gives low expectations. And my friend told me, she's like, I don't even know. She was the one that she was very deceived, you know, by him. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sasha, like, I just don't know what to do with my friend. I don't know. What do you think can possibly attract her to him? Like, why do you think she's wasting her time with some worthless guy like that?
I don't know.
What?
He must have something. He must have it under a spell. He must have something. But I think that your first step, I don't know how this girl hasn't noticed that he's been cheating on her for 4 years, but if you're close to this friend, like really close to this friend of yours, maybe you should maybe kind of insinuate it to her. If you don't want to tell her directly, you know, tell her, look, I don't know, but for the past couple of days I've been hearing this and this about your boyfriend.
One time I texted her. I texted her from this really, you know, like this number, right? And I told her that number. I was like, listen, your man is cheating on you. with, and I gave her a list of girls. And this girl, she just blinds herself. Like, I texted her from my friend's phone. And she just blinds herself. She doesn't think, you know. She just, I guess she told him, and he must have been like, oh, you know, I never do those things. Like, it's just crazy, you know?
She's just totally blind. And then this other friend that got, you know, that obviously slept with him, the one that he's cheating on her with. And
yeah.
What is that about? Was that only once, or has that been going on for a while, too? What's up with him?
You know, I'm very close to that friend. That's actually my best friend. And she is, like, I technically live with her. And she tells me everything, and she hasn't seen him ever since that day. But they've been texting every now and then. He recently, like,
does she know that he has a girlfriend?
Yeah, she is aware of it. And she did it because, and I guess I can talk on her behalf here because she's actually right next to me. She did it because she felt that, you know, he was the right person to do it with because she doesn't like to put her information on blast. She doesn't like other people to find out. And if she does it with a single guy, chances are a single guy is actually going to tell the whole world because he's single. He has nothing to worry about. But when you have a girlfriend, obviously he doesn't care about her, but I think he cares a little bit enough to not tell the whole world what he's been doing with other girls, you know? And if he does tell somebody, that somebody is going to keep it a secret because they're not going to want to put him on blast to cause him problems. So it's just all about common sense, I guess. But, yeah, she regrets not wearing a condom, I can tell you that much. You know, maybe if she wouldn't have been drinking that night, she would have worn one, but in the heat of the moment, she didn't. And she regrets in a way doing it with him. Like, she looks at it like a golden ticket. Like, I think, and I think she's right, you know. I think every girl has the right to be, to allow to free their inner animal. Because, like, guys do, girls do, you know. But,
well, I think if these friends of yours, if they're adult enough to be having relationships, and be drinking and partying, then, you know, I think that they should be adult enough to, you know, deal with their situation. Obviously, if this friend of yours, after she found out that he has a girlfriend, if she doesn't want to speak to him, I mean, she's doing the right thing. I mean, I don't know how long she knew him before she actually decided to sleep with him.
For a year.
Again, that's her choice as an adult, you know, and we all do what we do. And this other friend of yours, the one that's been cheating on, you know, I think that it's about time she knows. And if after you tell her personally, you tell her, look, this is what's going on, and if she decides to not go through with it, you know, or take any action and just decides to keep dealing with it, then just let her deal with it. And I hope that she'll learn from her mistake, or not learn from her mistake, but, you know, just learn from that situation, and that would help her sooner in life with, you know, following relationships and things like that. Okay. Thank you for calling, and thank you for tuning in. All right? You have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much for your advices. You're like the best.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the air with Sasha.
Hi, yes. Hi, Sasha. My name, well, let's just say my name is Tina. Let's just put my name Tina.
Okay, Tina, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, the thing is that my problem is that I had a boyfriend for a year. We recently had made a year, and everything was going good. I thought he was happy, I was happy, you know. We've had our bumps in the road and everything, but, you know, every relationship does.
Yes.
And then for his birthday weekend, his friends, they're like, oh, let's all go to this House of Horror down by International Mall here in Miami.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm expecting, okay, that's cool. You should go. You should go have fun. But I thought it was a guy's night. Obviously, if it's a guy's night, I'm not going to intrude and be like, oh, I should go, you know? That's something that, you know, I kind of respect. I like my girl's night. He should have his guy's night. And then the next day I find out that it wasn't a guy's night. It was just a bunch of friends that went with their girlfriends as well. So I felt kind of like, wow, you know, it's your birthday. Your friends invited you or told you to go for your birthday, and you didn't even have the courtesy to invite me or tell me or be like, you know what, do you want to go or, you know, anything like that. And he didn't. So I got really upset, obviously. I spent, this happened on a Saturday night. And then on Sunday, when I find out what it is, his phone got disconnected, so we were just talking through Facebook. We were messaging. And then I told him how upset I was, and I explained to him that I didn't like it, I didn't appreciate it, that if it was in my case, I would have invited him because, you know, I would have wanted to be with the guy I want, you know, my boyfriend, obviously, for my birthday weekend.
Obviously.
And then he goes to me, oh, no, you know what, if you wanted to go, you should have told me. Yeah, I figured you didn't want to go because when I told you, you didn't tell me you wanted to go. I found that completely immature. First of all, if you want me to go, you invite me. It's your friends. They're not my friends. They're your friends. You know? So I was like, I was completely upset. And then he goes to me, oh, you know what? I don't want to argue. So let's just leave it like that. We'll talk later. And I was like, I blew off. I got mad, whatever. And I didn't talk to him Monday. He didn't even try to communicate with me at all. He didn't try calling me, texting me, messaging me, nothing. I was like, okay, whatever. Tuesday came. Same thing. He didn't tell me anything. He didn't try talking to me. Nothing. I'm here like, wow. Like, I spent a whole year with a guy that doesn't even care. I was so, like, deceived. I felt hurt. I cried. You know, I went through hell and back. Those 2 days felt like the longest 2 days of my life. And then Wednesday.
Well, yeah, after a year. Okay.
I know. It's after a whole year. I'm like, wow. And then Wednesday comes, and then I break up with him. Because I'm so upset that he still hasn't tried anything. I call him up and I'm like, you know what? I think I deserve someone that cares. A man that you know that a man, a little boy that's going to run and hide when things get tough. You get me? And then I'm here expecting, don't go. Or, you know what? Let's try to work this out. I was being foolish. Anything. You know what I get?
What happened?
Okay. Take care. Bye.
No
I get
way.
A, okay. Take care. Bye. I just hung up the phone. I wanted to cry. I kicked. I screamed. I was home alone, and this house felt like a tornado was coming through. I was cursing the world out by myself. I wanted to drive to his house and just curse him out right then and there and tell him what an immature little boy he was being. You know, like, how can you be like that, bro? Like, after a whole year of being with the person, you would expect a little more caring, you know? And
well,
I got
yeah.
nothing. And actually, this happened a week ago. And lately, I feel like I want to be able to talk to him. Like, I want to talk to him and tell him everything. Like, tell him how I felt, how I feel. But not to get back with him or anything like that. But to kind of just, like, release all those feelings, be able to, like, let it all out. But then my friends tell me that I shouldn't do that. It's just going to hurt me more. But I'm not sure. Like, if it's the right thing to do to talk to him or to just, I mean, stay with that in and just move on. I don't know what to do.
Well, Tina, can you hold on the line for just a couple of seconds? I have to go into commercial break, and I'll be with you right back.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skin Care, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skin Care, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skin Care. It's a Glam Thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. itsaglamthing.com.
Okay, so it's homecoming season. Don't know where to get your makeup done? Call Hot Looks Makeup Lounge. They have the perfect makeup special for you. Eyebrow waxing, airbrush makeup, and eyelashes. All of this for only $55. Friday and Saturday only. from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Hot Looks Makeup Lounge, 19327 Northwest 2nd Avenue, 441, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33169. And the number is 305-746-47877. And the number is, again, 305-746-4787. You could also email makeupbymsky@yahoo.com. That is makeupbymsky@yahoo.com. And we're on the air back with Tina. Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Hey. Okay. So back to your situation. You know, this is a very touchy situation, not only because you're obviously a teen, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And is this your first real long relationship?
It is. He's actually my first boyfriend. He's my first love, and I still care about him, as unfortunately I still do.
Well, it's not unfortunate. You know, it's an experience in life that it would always be there, and you will learn from it, and it only makes you stronger, you know? What I have to say is basically, it shocks me that, you know, guys can be so immature sometimes.
They really can.
You know, if you broke up with him, just leave it at that. I would have done the same thing, because if I see somebody that doesn't even care, you know, for me trying to care for them, and they're just doing whatever they want to do, I just can't believe that he told you he was going out. You know, he was going out with just guys, and turns out that he was, you know, with the guys were with their girlfriends.
He didn't tell me it was just the guys. He just told me he was going out. I expected, you know, I would assume that if you're going out with girls and guys, you would invite your girlfriend. If it's just guys, you don't invite your girlfriend. Because, you know, obviously they want their time. So I assumed it was the guys' night, since he didn't invite me. And then the next day I found out that it wasn't a guys' night. But that's what really upset me. It's like, if other guys come with their girlfriends, even if they are part of the group, you know, because we go to different schools, even if they are part of the little group, I should be invited just because it's your birthday weekend, just because they're doing this because of your birthday, you know?
And you told him you wanted to be with him for his birthday?
Obviously. I was going to take him out to dinner that day, and he goes to me, actually, my friend told me, can we do the dinner tomorrow? And I was like, sure, fine, we'll do the dinner tomorrow. That's fine by me. You should go have fun with your friends. Because I'm not a greedy girlfriend. I'm not a girlfriend that hogs her boyfriend and doesn't want him to be with his friends. I'm not like that. I believe that in a relationship, you have your space as well. You should be with your friends as well. You know, you shouldn't just be together, like, all the time. Like, I respect that. It's just, I would have assumed that he would have wanted me there. But, like, since he didn't, like, it really deceived me. I feel like throughout this whole time, he was just looking for an excuse to break up with me. But he didn't know how to do it. He didn't want to look like the bad guy. So he made me do it for him, which I find so immature. That if you're man enough, break up with me. You know, like, if you don't want to be with me, do what you want to do. Don't stay there for, like, because you feel bad or pity. Like, it's not worth it. You're just hurting me more.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Like, I wish I could talk to him and tell him, like, you know, like, see, like, show him what he did wrong and just kind of, like, tell him, like, hello, are you, like, mental? Have you lost your mind? He's always telling me. He would always tell me. He's like, oh, people don't have common sense. I feel like telling him, like, do you not have common sense? Like, are you missing that now? Did people get, like, stuck to you? I don't get it. And he has the audacity to tell me, if anyone should be mad, it should be me. It's like, what did I ever do to you?
Have you seen him since you broke up?
No, I haven't seen him since the day of his birthday, because I went to his house that day.
Wow. That's tough.
You know,
like I would love to see him and just tell him everything, but I don't know if it's the wrong thing to do.
Nothing is the wrong thing to do. If anything, you know, the most that you can do is speak to him. You know, you don't lose anything from speaking to him. The most you can do is like, okay, I don't want to talk. And then if he does go that way, then you already see, you know what, this guy is not even worth talking to. Already from what he's done, I can see that he's not worth talking to. Put your mind at ease actually telling him, look, this is how I feel and this is what you did. It, can you at least, you know, own up to that? And if you see that that doesn't work, honey, then, you know, life goes on. You're not with him. I hope that you learned this is an experience, you know, and you just move on.
Yeah, everyone says it gets easier, you know. It's just, I really hope it does. It's just, it's been so hard on me. I've never, ever in my life cried for a guy. I can assure you that. I shed so many tears for this guy. It's unbelievable. I'm just like, I remember I would look back at my, I look back at my old friends, you know, the friends that would be like, don't cry for a guy, you know, he's not worth it. And now I look back and I'm like, wow, you know, you can't even control those tears. They
well,
just come so unexpectedly.
Hopefully that experience that you had with him, you know, being his girlfriend for a year and that being your first relationship, you know, that's actually a beautiful thing, being your first love and all. And you know, that's just, like I said before, that's a beautiful experience in life. And just, and hopefully what you went through after that, you know, that shouldn't happen. But people make mistakes. And like I said, that would only make you stronger in life for your previous, well, not for your previous, but for your following relationships. You know, and just
yeah.
Stay strong. And don't worry about it. Really.
So do
you
know, think
it's
I
good,
can
and it's good to prevent, and it's good to tell people, you know, what how you feel. And, you know, that puts your chest at ease.
Yeah, like,
so.
I just kind of like, it's not even that I'm doing it to get back. I kind of want to let go of everything. I kind of just want to tell him everything and then just, okay, maybe now I can move on after I tell him
yeah.
how I feel.
I understand.
Do you think I should do that?
I think you should. If you feel like very strongly that that would help you move on, then go for it. And like I said, if he takes it immaturely and he doesn't want to listen, then that should already give you the big enough push to be like, all right, I'm going to move on because obviously this guy is not even worth talking to.
Yeah, I just hope he listens.
Like,
thank
no,
you so much.
No problem, honey, and thank you for tuning in. You have a good night.
Right. Same to you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So it's homecoming season. Don't know what to get your makeup done? Call Hot Looks Makeup Lounge. They have the perfect makeup special for you. Eyebrow waxing, airbrush makeup, and eyelashes. All of this for only $55. Friday and Saturday only from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Hot Looks Makeup Lounge. And 19327 Northwest 2nd Ave, 441. Miami Gardens, Florida, 33169. And the number is 305-746-4787. Again, 305-746-4787. You may email makeupbymsk@yahoo.com. And the email is makeupbymsk@yahoo.com. I would like to thank all of our sponsors, starting by NLPGimages.com, Hot Looks Makeup Lounge, Say Productions, It's a Glam Thing, and Beauty Anatomy, Institute of Cosmetology and Wellness. So it's time to close the show, everyone. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in. I would like to thank all the listeners and to those that I spoke to. So hope you enjoyed the show. You may contact me via Facebook under Sasha Marina, or you may also tweet me. Make sure to tune in to next Thursday, November 10th, to listen to Positive Teen Magazine sports reporter, Mr. Solomon Sterling. Again, thank you, and have a good night.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.